I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, when it comes to fishing for trophy largemouth bass in West Virginia, one out-of-the-way eastern panhandle impoundment does not get nearly the attention it probably deserves. But I'll tell you more about it right after this. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. In Berkeley County, in the middle of the Sleepy Creek Wildlife Management Area, you'll find Sleepy Creek Lake. This 205-acre impoundment has quietly become a bass fisherman's dream zone. Over the years, some extremely big largemouths have been pulled out of this water, and plenty more are still there. The Sleepy Creek area manager, Larry Hines, tells us it's not the easiest place to fish, but if you are persistent, you'll find a way to work your way into it.
That's right, yeah. It's best if you have a boat. Doesn't take much. A little small, of course, we have plenty of people who bring their bass boats back, but just a small flat-bottom boat or canoe is great, or even a kayak. We have a two concrete ramps, and one at the midpoint and one at the dam, and you could use those year-round. And then we have another, more or less just a dirt-type access site. And we also have a handicapped fishing pier there, and it's very popular.
Now, the topography of this lake is severe, with near straight up and down banks on either side. And within that, there are plenty of places for a largemouth bass to grow and hide.
Long, skinny lake, and it has a lot of structure in it, a lot of standing timber still from when it was constructed. Back in the 60s, and that structure, of course, allows the fish to live to a ripe old age and get some pretty good size to them.
And get the size to them they do. Before there was the much-heralded Stonewall Jackson Lake and its exemplary bass habitat in central West Virginia, there was Sleepy Creek Lake in the eastern panhandle.
We were the Sleepy Creek Lake actually held the state record for many years until the 12.28-pounder out of Grant County Farm Pond. But I think that the next state record bass will come out of Sleepy Creek. I've seen fish that are getting really close to that size.
But to do it, anglers who catch the record are going to have to be prepared, according to Hines. Due to the lake's features, it's going to take heavy-duty tackle, high-tensile fishing line, and the ability to patiently know how to fish more vertically than horizontal.
The most successful fishermen, they learn how to fish vertical. And there's so much structure in there, it's hard to really cast. But they fish, they do a lot of jigging up and just straight up and down in the real thick stuff and horse them out of there.
It is an out-of-the-way place, but if you're a trophy bass fisherman, one you probably ought to seek out. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.